Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have Tom Papa tickets to give to you right now. He is a comedian that's going to be at the State Theater. Going to be a good show. Always on a ton of podcasts. What else is on the resume from Tom Papa?
He's had a ton of specials. He's had TV shows. He's dabbled in acting. He's been in a few movies. You might remember his voice from a B-movie.
He's been selling out all of these shows everywhere,
I
too.
Know.
So it's going to be a good one. Tom Papa at the Estate Theater. If you would like to go, 207-807-1104. Tara has finally caught up with the rest of the world.
I know. I have finally completed watching Friends for the first time all the way through. In my entire life until yesterday, I had only seen, you know, episodes here and there. I never just sat down
the reruns
and watched it. Yeah, exactly, the reruns. So I finally watched it from start to finish. And I have to say, unpopular opinion, I was not satisfied with the ending.
No, I'm trying to remember the ending of Friends.
So
they like split up, they leave the apartment. Don't like Monica and Chandler move to the like suburbs.
So this is what I was disappointed in. Rachel doesn't go to Paris. She comes back for Ross. And when she walked through the door, I literally, my stomach dropped. I said, what? She gave up her career. She gave up working for Louis Vuitton in Paris.
When it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Soulmates.
I don't know. And when I said that and Tucker saw the shock and disgust on my face, he said, that has got to be the most unpopular, the worst take that you could have about this show. This is what everyone wanted.
Well, the whole time everyone wanted them to get together, right?
Will they, won't they? Yeah. But then when they finally do, I said, well, wait, whoa. What about Louis Vuitton? Why couldn't he have gone to Paris? Tucker was trying to explain to me, you know, he has a child in New York City, even though we haven't seen him for like 3 seasons. And he also just got tenure, so he has a guaranteed job in New York City. I think she should have gone to Paris. And Ross should have followed.
Hot take.
I know.
Do you know who plays his child?
Cole Sprouse.
Yeah, there you go. That's a bar Friends trivia question.
I would know that because
you just watched it.
Well, The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. And I knew that he and his brother did acting when they were younger. Wasn't it Big Daddy or something?
Big Daddy they were.
Yeah.
I think they played
the
same character.
Both of them.
Yeah, they played the same character. Question is,
yeah, so that being said, what TV show ending disappointed you?
I wouldn't say it was a disappointment. It was more of like sadness for me that it was over. Does that count?
No, it doesn't. You have to end the show and you say, all those years for that? I have an example. The Sopranos. So many people were annoyed by that.
Hot take. I like the ending of Sopranos. I don't mind it.
All right.
It leaves it up to the imagination.
I hate when they leave it up to the imagination. Just tell me what happens.
I'm going with the popular one everyone says is Seinfeld. I think they could have ended it better.
You were the one that told me how it ends, because that's another show I've never seen, just only sporadically. And I didn't believe you at first because it was so far-fetched.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dumb.
Weren't people outraged too?
People were so outraged at the ending of Seinfeld. What I was going to say though, I'll take that as disappointing because I wanted to be better.
Okay.
I wasn't like super mad at it. I just thought they could have done a better ending. In Seinfeld, it's not something like I was super invested in. I love the show, but it's like you could watch episode to episode. It wasn't like a journey of years that you're like,
okay, yeah.
I don't know. Am I making sense? You know how like you didn't really need to follow the storyline over. It's a show about nothing. So you could just pop in for an episode here and there. I would say that when Fresh Prince went off of the air, I remember being like visibly like devastated that there was no more new episodes coming, and like him standing in the house, which is now like a popular meme that's everywhere.
I know, I've seen the meme. I've never seen the last episode.
I was crushed by it because it moved out and it's like, oh, what's going to happen? So
you were just disappointed that it was over.
Yeah, it's just like I like grew up watching that show. It felt like I grew up with like Ashley. Like I was part of the fam. Now it was over and everyone moved out. It was sad. Cheryl in the Mid-Coast, tell us what TV show finale disappointed you.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Seinfeld. It was such a letdown. Every week the show just got better and better and better. And then it's kind of like, really? That's it?
So
yeah.
I've never seen this episode, but why did it disappoint you? Did you just think it was too crazy?
I didn't think it was crazy. I just thought it was dull and boring, and it just went out with a blah. It didn't, like, it wasn't exciting. It wasn't funny. I just disappointed. It just didn't seem like it fit with
Oh. All those
years. They tried to do too. Yeah. They tried to bring too many characters back and like pay tribute to everybody over the years. I feel like instead of just focusing on like a good plot line.
Mm.
Yeah. It was fun to see some of the characters come back because they're so memorable and everything, but just the whole ending and they're sitting in the tunnel and it's just like, that's it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't connect for me.
I know they did do like a little story arc on Curb Your Enthusiasm and they brought it back for a little bit, but Seinfeld's been out there teasing that they're like working on something.
What?
Yeah, we talked about in Dirty on 30 like a few months ago. He's been teasing that they're like putting something together that might make the fans who were disappointed feel better. It was what he was saying.
Oh, okay. So.
Like maybe they can redeem the ending or something. Yeah, for sure.
We shall see. All right. Are you looking for these Tom Papa tickets? You want to go to a comedy show?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's make it happen. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going. Congratulations.
Yay.
We got anybody else that answered on the text? Any fun shows?
We got a text from Jess in Portland. Her disappointment was about the show ending, being canceled, not the actual last
episode. What show?
It was a reality show, a Canadian reality show called Rich Bride, Poor Bride, and it was a show about weddings and money. So I would have to assume they show a lavish wedding and then a wedding on a budget.
Well, that gives me another idea. Shows that ended that it wasn't technically a finale, but left me disappointed because they didn't renew.
Okay.
Moesha.
Oh, yeah.
They just cut it.
Did it leave on a cliffhanger?
It left on a cliffhanger. I'm pretty sure Moesha's brother is kidnapped in the show and you never know what happens to him.
That's intense.
So it's just like left, like they're looking for the brother who's kidnapped. I believe it's been a while since I've watched every episode of Moesha, but I believe that's the cliffhanger that it ends on.
We also just got another text for a show called The Originals. Did you ever watch that?
No. The name sounds familiar, though.
It does sound familiar. I don't remember it. And also a show called Good Girls.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Winter is back. We just had the first day of spring yesterday. What's going on here, Tara?
The world is ending.
Heavy snow heading to parts of Maine tonight. Down here in Portland, we're going to get like a coating to 2 inches, so nothing crazy. But Bangor is going to get hit up to 8 inches possible for Bangor.
That's crazy.
CDC is warning about a spike in measles cases with 58 already confirmed this year. That's equal to the amount of measles cases in the entire year of 2023. 93% of the current cases have been linked to international travel involving children a year or older who haven't been vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella. Measles is highly contagious, so doctors recommend the proper immunizations.
What was it that I was watching? I think it was a season of American Horror Story where in California, all the granola moms didn't vaccinate their kids, and then they all got the measles, and they turned into vampires because it was the only way they could stay alive.
Wow, typical woke Hollywood that's a plot line, huh?
It was a good season. That season had Lady Gaga on it.
Is that the hotel one?
Was it hotel? I think it may have been.
Which Schmidt from New Girl was on it?
I don't know who that is. I never watched New Girl.
Wow. That's your next one. Now that you're done with Friends, you got to
graduate.
You got to graduate to New Girl, I think.
Sitcom.
No Mega Millions winner last night, Tara.
Boo! We went out and bought a ticket too.
The jackpot for Friday is now an estimated $977 million. But if you can't wait until Friday to be a millionaire, Powerball not too shabby tonight. $687 million for Powerball tonight. So
yeah, and yesterday Ryan thought that if Tucker won $500 million, that he would break up with me.
I did not think that. I asked if Tucker won $500 million, would he break up with you?
But why would that even be an idea that popped into your head? So anyways, we called him. He said, no, obviously not. Then when I got home, he wanted me to make it clear to you that if he did win $500 million, the first thing he would do is marry me. We'd go right down to City Hall, make it official so that if anything ever happened to him, I'd get half the money. What a guy.
What a sucker.
Those are the things he says to string me along.
Yeah.
We're still not engaged.
Exactly. He knows how to play the game.
I fall for it every time.
Oh, man. He's got to write a book. Home Depot has announced its Halloween decorations lineup. We're not even to Easter yet, and we're already talking about Halloween.
I'm fine with that.
There's going to be a new and improved version of Skelly, the popular 12-foot skeleton decoration. Skelly will have a companion this year, a 5-foot-tall skeleton dog. Other new characters for your front yard include a 7-foot animatronic Frankenstein monster, a 9-foot headless horseman, and a 6-foot jack of spades card-playing skeleton. They're not in stores yet. They just made the announcement. That'd be crazy if they put them in stores right now. Way too early to be buying Halloween decorations.
How much do they cost? Because every time I drive by someone's house and they have one of these in the yard, I think they must be rich to buy something that foolish, that large.
They're either rich or absolutely terrible with their money.
I like it. It's always a fun surprise, especially when I see one that's up year round. I always go, oh, look at that. So those people definitely need to get the dog.
Yeah, you got to have the companion on it.
I imagine it's $800 or something.
How much does Skelly cost? Why won't you tell me?
I don't know. I'm looking at it. It won't tell me either. It doesn't want us to.
It costs $299, but it's constantly sold out online. So if you buy it secondhand, it's going to cost more.
I see it secondhand for $3,000 on eBay right now.
That's what I'm saying. So it's $299 originally. If you
That's not terrible, but it's still a lot for a decoration.
All those kids out there waiting for sneaker drops, you need to wait for the Skelly drop and then flip that.
Seriously.
The hype beasts out there. What else we got for five things? Oh, it's National Proposal Day. We just had National Promposal Day a few weeks ago.
Now, this shocks me a little bit because for me personally, I feel like the news feed dies down a little bit this time of year for proposals.
I think spring is a good time to propose, so I think that's why they picked it, like yesterday, first day of spring, today, proposal day.
Yep.
This may be an obvious day to pop the question, but go for it. This is in my writing. This is what it says next to the calendar. I feel like this is a little sexist. It says, ladies, be camera ready.
Oh my gosh.
That's a little presumptuous.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to have your picture and you're going to be wearing the Hot Radio Maine hoodie in your proposal if it's today. Tucker's planning it today for proposal day.
He would never.
It's awesome.
I think he would know better because he knows I'd be really upset if I looked like this.
You're going to have to start dressing up more to give him more opportunities.
I actually have been on the weekends just in case.
Just in case.
I've started doing my hair more.
That is hilarious. That's five things you need to know. Made out of Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. Every time Maura wears sweatpants now, I'm going to be like, I was going to do it, but I know that you don't want the whole like sweatpants and the picture thing. So I have to put it on hold.
Wow.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
A year after their separation, Ariana Grande, Dalton Gomez officially divorced.
Wow.
Their three-year marriage became officially over on Tuesday, March 19th, 6 months after Ari filed for a divorce from 28-year-old real estate broker Gomez. A prenup was in place. Ariana will make a one-time payment of $1.25 million to Dalton with no future alimony, and she'll give half of the proceeds from the sale of their LA home to Gomez and pay up to $25,000 of his attorney fees. He's rich on his own though, right? He's good.
He's really successful in real estate, and this seems like a seamless prenup.
Ari's new album Eternal Sunshine debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart, making her sixth career number one album. We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love landed at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming Ariana's ninth career number one. Interesting timing. Divorce becomes official. Song called We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love goes number one at the same time.
Well, she admitted that this album is about her divorce. When she was doing promo for it, she said, I was going through some things last year, a year and a half ago, so I just went to the studio and poured out all my thoughts.
That's what she does.
It is what she does.
And makes the best music, though.
It does. It's a great album. I'm really enjoying it.
Are you?
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
Well, that one, obviously, We Can't Be Friends, is very, very catchy. So I'm probably going to have to go with that one, but there's quite a few hidden gems that I feel like will sneak up on me.
Oh, that was going to say something.
I also like, the boy is mine. We'll definitely have to play that.
Boy is mine? There's only one that boy is mine. That's Monica and Brandy for me.
Give this one a chance.
Oh, man. There was something on the tip of my tongue about Ariana Grande that I was going to say. And then I completely lost it.
Does it have to do with Quiet on Set?
No, but I went home and Maura was watching the last episode of that yesterday. And so I caught the end of it. And now I want to watch the whole thing. But she was telling me about...
Very graphic.
She was telling me about scenes with Ariana Grande, how they like sexualized her at a very young age.
Yeah. And now all those clips are resurfacing and it's very, creepy. Very uncomfortable to watch.
The part that I saw was it was just Drake Bell. I don't know if that is he the main focus throughout the whole thing, or is he just part of it?
No, he's just part of it. His story is very sad.
Yeah, super sad.
The whole documentary is extremely disturbing, and hopefully something comes of it with Dan Schneider.
He didn't like abuse anybody, right? He was just kind of like
the
ringleader of it all and kind of let it all happen.
I would not say that.
I don't know. I haven't watched. I'm asking questions. Yeah. I'm not defending him. I was just trying to get the lay of the land there. I don't know. I'll watch the documentary. I'll come back to you with thoughts. Have you seen it all?
I haven't seen all of it.
But you started it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I see what I haven't seen. I've seen clipped on social.
She was telling me about the Ariana Grande stuff, about how like there's like a potato. And there was like a wet t-shirt thing. And it was just like,
it's just gross, really. It's really gross.
When you think about them being kids.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Did they go into the Amanda Bynes stuff? Because I feel like
they do talk about her.
She's like the poster child for not doing well after being a child actor.
They do talk about her, but she is not part of the documentary. She doesn't come and sit down and talk about anything.
I don't feel like she's like that'd be like a good decision for her. I don't think she's like well enough to probably address
her story. Is so sad.
Yeah. That wasn't what I was thinking of, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll never know.
No, I'm glad you brought it up because I did watch part of that last night, and I do want to watch the rest of it. Travis Kelce is in talks to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader reboot. Is he smarter than a fifth grader? Remember those tweets?
I don't want to judge here, but I do remember the tweets about a squirrel eating a piece of bread.
There was quite a few spelling errors and grammar errors in those tweets. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I might not be smarter than a fifth grader, but
yeah. What's up with this decision?
You know how you and Spose were going at it about who would be better on College Jeopardy?
Were you thinking that smarter than a fifth grader questions would be better? Because I was thinking about that over the weekend. I feel like it'd be funnier if we competed in fifth grade level questions.
I was thinking that if me and Travis Kelce were on College Jeopardy, I could at least beat Travis Kelce.
Yes, you probably could.
But maybe we'll alter it to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader questions. I don't know. I tried to help my niece out with some homework one time when I was over there visiting. I'm like, yo, I don't know. How do they teach? They teach math a whole different way these days.
That is completely different. The way that they do long division now and even multiplication, it's so confusing.
Yeah. Well, there's some concerns about Travis Kelce hosting because he's, got a lot going on in his life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because he's, not the brightest.
No, I was going to say because he's playing in a professional football league, and he's also spending a lot of time with Taylor Swift in his free time and taking.
Still needs to work.
Well, he is working. He's got a full-time job as a football player. The two are reportedly, by the way, vacationing in an undisclosed location right now.
How is it undisclosed? I've seen the footage of them.
So where is it? You tell us.
I don't know. It just said a picture of them, and it was captioned that they are on vacation right now.
Bryson Tiller is going to be putting out some new music. We can expect his fourth album to be released on April 5th. It's been like 4 years since he's put out a proper album, and he just put out tour dates yesterday. So Bryson Tiller is going to hit the road starting in May. I think May 30th, we're going to get a Boston date.
I believe so.
And we will have some tickets to give away to that show as well as we get closer to it. So add another one to your summer concert list, Bryson Tiller. But 10 days ago, before Beyonce's Act 2, Cowboy Carter, drops, she put up the album artwork and a lengthy post on Instagram. The photo shows Beyonce riding a horse, side saddle, holding an American flag. And in the caption, Beyonce wrote about what inspired her to release the album. She said, "It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive." Some speculate. I don't really feel like this is a wild jump to a conclusion here. I'm pretty sure this was the incident she was talking about. 2016 performance of Daddy Lessons with the Chicks at the CMAs. She added that she had been working on Act 2 for 5 years. And Beyonce concluded, "I hope that you can hear my heart and soul and all the love and passion that I poured into every detail and every sound I focused on this album as a continuation of Renaissance. I hope this music is an experience creating another journey where you can close your eyes, start from the beginning, and never stop." Then she said, "This ain't a country album. This is a Beyonce album." It's going to sound country, though.
Well, that confused me a little bit.
She transcends genres, Tara. The genre is Beyonce. Well,
I don't know. Is like she mad at her fans or something? Because all her fans were saying, this is a country album. Stop saying that. Why aren't the country stations playing her music? It's a country song. It's a country album. And now she's saying, this is not a country album. So now what?
Oh, I think
it's the format.
It is a country album, but she's just saying.
She's just having a little fun putting her.
It's a Beyonce album.
On it.
Exactly.
I hope that she samples Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, because that's a banger.
Yeah, is that a banger?
Do you even know that song?
Unfortunately.
What do you mean? That song is so fun.
Can't escape some country songs.
No, that one.
I hope she Not does. I hope she does a cover of Wagon Wheel. That'd be cool.
No. I'm all set on that one.
I know Wagon Wheel. I know Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. I know Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Ooh, classic.
I know. Was it House Party is one?
Oh, that's a newer one.
Yeah.
Not new, but new-ish.
Country Girl, Shake It For Me. I'm naming all the country songs I can think of. Yep. Anything with Florida Georgia Line and Nelly. Mm-hmm. Nelly Tim McGraw.
Mm, good one.
I saw somebody write an essay on why Nelly Ride With Me is actually a country song. So I'm going to count that as well. Hey, it must be the money.
I'm not really hearing that as I play it back in my head.
A little twang in the background. What other country songs do I know? What's the Chicken Fry? Isn't there a Chicken Fried? Is that the Applebee song?
And a little bit of Chicken Fried.
Yeah, that song. But then the Applebee song too.
Fancy Like.
Yeah. That's it.
For a guy that doesn't know country, you sure know country.
Those are the only country songs I know. And now, 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em. I can add that to my list.
Well, it's not a country album.
It's my country playlist. Those are country songs.
I am excited for this album. I love a new sound.
People are speculating the guest appearances because she's been teasing them. Dolly Parton's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Taylor Swift is the other.
Is Taylor Swift even country anymore? She's not.
No, but they're saying that those are the two people that have been rumored to be on the album. She got country roots. She could be on it. Over the weekend, several sources reported that Bruno Mars may have built up $50 million in gambling debt to MGM. We talked about this on Monday. Sources were saying MGM basically owns him. That's why he's doing all these shows over there. And his deal with them is essentially a wash. MGM has responded to the rumors in a statement. And they said, we're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers, from his shows at the Dolby Live at Park MGM to the new Pinky Ring Lounge at Bellagio, which Tara skipped out on. She could have been there.
Didn't know.
Bruno's brand.
I didn't know how cool it was, and I was tired and my feet hurt.
Bruno's brand of entertainment attracts visitors from around the globe. The statement added, MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we are excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests.
I knew it wasn't true.
Maybe he does like to gamble, but they're like, you're just playing with funny money because you're Bruno Mars. Like, it doesn't even matter. Well, you gamble.
It would matter if he hit the jackpot. Then it would matter.
If he won, it would matter.
Do you think that when you get free playing money, that it's true that the machine knows and it won't actually let you win big?
Oh, like if you get comped, like some gambling points? I don't know. That seems shady, if it's the truth.
I feel like it could be shady.
I'm not a big slots guy, though, so I don't really know how that stuff works. On Tuesday, Dr. Dre became the latest celebrity to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Congratulations to the doctor. Here's a little clip from his speech.
I love the idea of being memorialized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's an incredible tribute to my artistry. Growing up in Compton, I never imagined that I would one day be represented here among some of my childhood heroes. We've heard the saying a million times before, focus on your passion and the rest will follow. And that's exactly what it is for me. Pouring my whole soul and self into my passion for hip-hop led me on the pathway to an incredible career, and I've been fortunate enough to make a living doing exactly what I love to do.
Shout out Dr. Dre. It does have to be crazy to come from Compton to now seeing your name immortalized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Could you do me a favor and play his song, I Need a Doctor? Do we have that one?
I don't know if we have that one. The Eminem song?
I really hope we have it.
Why do you want to do that one?
Because it's his song, and that was what was playing in my head while you were talking.
No, we don't have it in here.
Boo!
I
don't think you existed yet.
No, I mean, I existed, but the station didn't exist when that song came out. Let me see if Let me see if I got it in my computer. I'm sure. Give me that aux cord over there. I'm going to play here while I'm queuing this up. Snoop was there. Eminem was there for the Walk of Fame. Who else was there? Snoop, Eminem, 50 Cent was there. We threw up some of the footage on our Instagram if you want to check it out. Here, Snoop rapped to the crowd during the ceremony.
Dr. Dre, my brother from another mother, A rock in the sands on the beach he'd soon discover. Now we deep cover. Blood brothers on a mission. Dre's edition. House with no furniture, studio in the back with a little bit of food in the kitchen. Long Beach to Compton to Calabasas. Compositions, pay attention. Quincy had Michael, they rewrote the cycle. So if Dre is Q and Mike is Snoop, we bang, G-thang, mother super group.
I don't know why I always get scared. I was like, oh my God, did I bleep that out? That is your Dirty on the 30. Do you have the script up by chance?
Yeah. Made Hot and Main by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each Minot Ave, Auburn. Did I do it right?
Minot.
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 Side by Each in Auburn.
We've heard it's either Minot or Minot. So I think you said Minot. So that counts.
Oh, here we go. Turn it up. Turn up some.
This isn't really a turn-up song.
It is to me.
Here it is. Dr. Dre, Eminem, Skylar Grey. I need a doctor.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
What are we doing for these Gunna tickets, Tara?
Well, speaking of proposals, let's talk about the best place to propose. Wrong answers only.
Ooh, all right. Wrong answers only. 207-807-1104. What do you got?
I'm going with a gas station. I'll never forget when I saw that episode of The Office where Jim proposed to Pam at the gas station and just thinking to myself, you're joking.
Wow. But maybe somebody has a special connection there.
Not for me, so that's my answer.
The like come and go, the come and go gas stations in the Midwest.
I promise you, I have no special connection to a gas station.
All right, so your answer is gas station. Question is,
best place to propose? Wrong answers only.
I was gonna say a funeral.
Ooh, okay.
That's like a day of sadness. You don't want to have that moment connected to something like that, even if it's somebody that you wanted to pass away. You don't want to have it connected to something like that. It's a little bit creepy. So I'm going with funeral.
Of course, I'm thinking of a loophole here where someone's mother really wanted to be there, but she unexpectedly passed away. So they propose at the wake or the funeral so that she could be there with them.
I have a list of the top.
You know someone's done that.
I have a list of the top 30 places, worst places to propose.
Well, don't give them all away.
Well, number one is a morgue, which I guess would be worse than a funeral. But number four is a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
On the list. You want to know what the number one answer is? Oh, number one is morgue. Number two, I thought would be the number one answer.
A wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always quite shocking when it happens, especially when it's people you know and you're looking around at everyone else like, is this actually happening right now? Why would you think this is okay?
Yeah, I'll go through some more of these after we get everybody else's answer, so I won't take them all, but there's some good bad answers here. Stacia, best place to propose? Wrong answers only.
Applebee's when it's half off appetizers.
You hide the ring in the spinach and artichoke dip.
I save money on the appetizer so I could spend a little extra on the ring.
They have everybody at the bar is getting drunk. They got all clap for you.
Oh, yeah, they will.
The Dollaritos.
Doug in Old Town, what is the best place to propose? Wrong answers only.
Amusement park.
I'm telling you, those amusement park couples, they get down and dirty, so I feel like they wouldn't hate this.
I was just thinking all the screaming kids.
Yeah, that is true. But if you've ever been in line for a roller coaster, you've definitely seen people making out.
That's true. But
I'm from Massachusetts originally, and I have a friend from Massachusetts who proposed
at Six Flags
Palace Playland in OOB.
Wait, what was the context? Was it on a ride, after a ride, near a ride?
It was in the arcade.
In the arcade.
Oh,
okay.
That's really loud.
Because they went.
That is very loud.
That was like their first couple trip, I guess, that they went on from Massachusetts. They went up and they played the games in the arcade. So it was like a special memory for them.
That is cute. But for a local like us, we're like, oh.
Yeah. I told Maura, I was like, oh, I got a friend that they got engaged at Palace Playland. And she was like disgusted by it.
No. You just have to make it sentimental. That just reminded me that I saw a viral video the other day of a girl who had been with someone for 10 years and he proposed to her at nighttime in the car while she was driving. And she said no. And he was mad that she said no.
In the car while she was driving?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad one. I had a buddy who planned out the entire proposal, and then he got so nervous that before he went to the location to do it, they were just at home at the apartment, and he just couldn't wait, and he just said, will you marry me?
Well, Did they go to the location after?
Yeah.
That's all right then.
He got too excited. He couldn't see the plan out. He just wanted to get it over with. Maven Sacco, what's the best place to propose? Wrong answers only.
I would have to say behind the McDonald's kitchen counter or the order counter. I actually saw a video like a couple weeks ago, and it was like between two workers, and like one was like making a milkshake or something, and she turns around and he like got down and like proposed to her, and like everybody was cheering. But like I felt like if he was gonna do that, he could have at least brought it outside or something to make it like a little nicer. Like he didn't have to do it on the clock.
Yeah, wait till she's off the clock, please.
Yeah, but it's like, sentimental. Clearly they both work there together, maybe met there together, so they're the McDonald's couple.
Yeah, I still feel like the parking lot would have been like a little better. Like McDonald's probably fired them for that too, because it was on the clock.
You're probably right. Yeah. They said, get back to work.
They fired them, but then they used that video in their recruitment to get new workers. They're like, look at that. You could find love while working at McDonald's.
Exactly.
Autumn and Freiburg, tell us, best place to propose, wrong answers only.
I want to say it's somebody else's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the number two spot on this list that I had. Morgue, number one. Somebody else's wedding, number two. Bathroom, number three.
Oof, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to say it's someone else's wedding.
I will never understand why people do this.
Because love is in the air.
I think it's so rude.
I think it's very rude and very selfish.
Yeah, definitely. But I guess if you feel like stealing someone else's shine, I guess do it up. But
what happens if you have a runaway bride situation and the wedding doesn't go down, they get cold feet, and then everybody's there and somebody else steps up and goes, well, we're all here. Will you marry me? And then they get married and they take over the service. At least you're not letting everything go to waste, right?
Where the hell did that just come from?
Yeah.
Do you work for Hallmark?
Yeah.
I think I saw it on a TV show once.
Okay, in that extremely rare case scenario, yes, that would be fine.
All right, Jess in Portland, what is the best place for a proposal? Wrong answers only.
The best place would be when you just ate a lot of Mexican food and you're stuck in the toilet and your partner comes in without knocking, and it's a pretty poopy situation, but that's the best place to propose for sure.
Wrong answers only, of course, yes.
Can you imagine that happening? You haven't even had a chance to wipe yet and they're down on one knee because you're stuck to the toilet. You can't get up. You can't even hug them.
Oh, that would be awful.
How did you even think of this?
I met some food the other day and it just first thing that came to my mind. So I would hate if I got toast. I'm there, you know?
It's topical for you. All right. I feel like in general, correct me if I'm wrong, Tara, but you should do the proposal before dinner so you don't feel bloated after like eating, right?
Preferably.
That would be the preference?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jess, are you trying to go to this Gunna show? Is that why you texted in?
Yeah.
All right, we picked your text. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going. Congratulations.
Heck yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. You're there June 1st. You got this morning's tickets. Congrats.
You
want to know some more on this list of worst places to propose? So top three, morgue, wedding, bathroom. Then it goes a funeral, number four. Twitter is number five.
That
so
doesn't count.
Tweeting somebody. This is the wild card here on the list. Number six, Forever 21.
Whoever wrote this seems like they have a personal connection.
Number seven, in the drunk tank. Guess if you go to jail.
Yeah.
Number eight, the bus. Number nine, Golden Corral. Little buffet action.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
And number 10 is McDonald's.
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking at some of the other strange ones. This is like the top 30. Number 14, a blood drive. Why is that on there? That's so random. 19 is Walmart. Wherever you work, number 24.
Oh, yeah. You know what I don't like is big crowds.
Number 29, the Jumbotron. So I'm guessing that's any like sporting event.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Millie Bobby Brown. Ring a bell?
Yeah, the 11 from Stranger Things. Which
G11.
I saw an interview with her recently and she's like engaged or married. I was like,
I think they got married.
Aren't she like 10 years old?
She's 20.
Damn, and she's going to be playing like a middle school kid in the next season of Stranger Things?
No, they're in high school now.
Still, that's crazy.
I know. It is quite ridiculous.
What about her?
She apparently exposed herself by saying that She leaves bad reviews for businesses under a fake name.
Wow.
If she has a bad interaction, she will anonymously leave a bad review. And the internet is not happy with her. They think, you know, she's a celebrity. She's probably already getting better treatment than the average Joe would get. So the fact that she's leaving these snarky reviews, they don't think is all right.
Well, I saw the service industry was pretty upset with her because she went on a podcast. Maybe it's the same podcast she revealed this on, but was talking about her pet peeves. And she hates to wait for the bill and she hates to wait to order food. And people were like, all right, calm down.
So don't go to a restaurant.
So she said that she has already looked at the menu, which reminds me of some people I know in my life, and she has already picked out what she wants to eat before she gets to the restaurant, so she doesn't understand why she can't just order immediately when she gets there. And the service industry...
restaurant is saying, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. If they come over and they start pouring your water and you say, is it okay if we order now? We're ready. I've never been told no.
Yeah. But I've been at a restaurant where they seat you and then it takes a while for the server to come over for that first time.
Yeah, that's true.
There's been restaurants
that's when you're supposed to speak up and maybe grab someone.
There's been restaurants I've just walked out of.
Oh.
Where I'm like, okay, I'm clearly not a priority here. I'm going to keep it moving.
Did you leave a negative review under a fake name?
I've never left a negative. I've left one negative review once in my life for a place.
What was the problem?
I got like deathly sick from food poisoning from the place.
Okay, so you're trying to warn people.
And like if you don't know if you've had food poisoning, you haven't had food poisoning. Like this was food poisoning. Like you know.
Oh God.
It's different than like, oh, I got an upset stomach from eating there. No, this was like, I thought I was going to die on the bathroom floor, food poisoning. And
well, that's no good.
I felt like it was my duty to others to say, hey, you might want to stay away from this place.
I don't think I've ever left. Oh, no, there was one time where I was really frustrated with Amazon and I left not like a super negative review, but I was like, hey, I've had to exchange this 3 times and they've sent me the wrong item 3 times. So don't order from this place. I said something like that and they deleted my review.
They shouldn't be allowed to delete your review.
I agree. I was on Cape Cod a couple summers ago and I had a really, really bad experience at a bagel place. I wasn't going to do anything about it. You know what I mean? So I came home. We were staying at Tucker's mom's house and I was telling his mom. She said, oh, how's the new bagel place? I was like, actually, it was pretty disappointing and here's why. And she tiptoed off to her bedroom and shut the door. And a few hours later, I was on my phone and I was saying, you know what? I want to see what other people are saying about this place. So I looked up the reviews and his mom had secretly left a bad review in my honor. And didn't tell us she did it.
Now it looks like you left that review.
I know. So what can you do? I mean, I'll never have to go back there again. It's not the end of the world, but
yeah,
I thought that was very sweet, but it was very funny that she did it secretly and then didn't tell us that she did it.
So I guess the question is, wait, 11, what's her name? Millie Bobby Brown?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question is, do you reach a certain level of fame and you're just not allowed to leave reviews now?
I think so. Well, here, I have a quote from her that I pulled up, and I think this is what's really upsetting people. She says, I think it's important, you know? Here's the thing. My whole life is people criticizing me, so I'm going to give it back to you sometimes.
Yeah, but that restaurant didn't criticize you.
Isn't on a red carpet.